The rise in U.S. bond yields in May 2025 is driven by a complex interplay of fiscal policy, concerns, investor behavior, and global economic dynamics. Here's a detailed breakdown of the key factors. 1. Fiscal policy fears and deficit concerns. Rising bond yields are closely tied to worries about expanding fiscal deficits, particularly in the U.S. Investors are increasingly concerned about the potential impact of large-scale government spending, such as proposed tax policies under Donald Trump's agenda, which could exacerbate budget deficits and inflationary pressures. These fears have led to a sell-off in bonds as investors seek higher returns to compensate for perceived risks. For instance, the 10-year Treasury yield approached 4.6% in early May 2025, reflecting heightened demand for yield. The U.S. government's recent bond sales have also contributed to upward pressure on yields. In May 2025, the U.S. sold bonds at rates over 5% for the 20-year maturity, the highest since 2020, signaling reduced investor appetite for long-term debt. This trend is exacerbated by the Federal Reserve's cautious approach to rate cuts, with analysts suggesting that even 2 rate reductions in 2025 may not be sufficient to counteract the upward momentum in yields too. Global market dynamics and investor behavior. The global bond market has experienced a broad sell-off, with U.S. 30-year Treasury yields testing 5% again in May 2025-6. This reflects a shift in investor sentiment as capital flows into equities and other higher-yielding assets, reducing demand for bonds. For example, investors have been selling bonds to fund stock purchases driven by renewed optimism about corporate earnings and economic recovery. 9. At the same time, global competition for capital is intensifying. Bonds from emerging markets, such as Indonesia's 10-year sovereign debt, offering approximately 7% yield, are attracting investors seeking higher returns than U.S. Treasury's 13. This flight to yield dynamic further pressures U.S. bond prices and pushes yields upward. 3. Inflation and interest rate expectations. Persistent inflationary pressures and expectations of higher interest rates are also contributing to rising yields. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet reduction and potential rate hikes have raised concerns about the cost of borrowing, even as the central bank signals a gradual pivot toward easing. 10. For instance, the 10-year Treasury yield reached a 14-month high of around 4.8% in early May 2025, reflecting market anticipation of tighter monetary policy. 12. Additionally, the link between bond yields and mortgage rates, many of which are pegged to Treasury yields, has amplified economic anxieties. Rising yields have led to higher borrowing costs for consumers, potentially slowing housing markets and broader economic growth. 14.4. Geopolitical and economic uncertainties. Geopolitical tensions and shifting narratives in global trade have further unsettled markets. For example, a narrative shift from positive tariff news to renewed trade disputes has triggered bond market jitters, with the 30-year Treasury yield climbing to 5.15% in late May 2025. 15. These uncertainties have made investors more risk-averse, driving them to seek safety in shorter-duration bonds or alternative assets, which indirectly pushes yields higher for longer-term debt. Conclusion: the surge in U.S. bond yields in May 2025 is a multifaceted phenomenon driven by fiscal policy fears, global capital flows, inflation expectations, and geopolitical risks. While the Federal Reserve's rate-cutting cycle may provide some relief, the broader economic and market environment suggests that yields could remain elevated throughout 2025-7. Investors and policymakers will need to navigate these challenges, carefully balancing the need for fiscal stimulus with the risks of overheating markets and inflation.